Colorado Real Estate Headlines. CO Commission Rates, What HomeLight's Data Means for Colorado Agents. HomeLight published an overview of average real estate commission rates in Colorado and what sellers typically pay realtors. Understanding published commission benchmarks helps Colorado agents articulate their value and navigate fee conversations with informed sellers. Review the commission breakdown at http://homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-colorado to prepare for client discussions. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Post-NAR settlement, who pays realtor fees in Colorado? Despite the NAR settlement, most Colorado sellers continue to cover the buyer's agent commission, and HomeLight offers a state-specific commission calculator. Colorado agents need clarity on evolving commission structures to properly advise clients and remain competitive in a shifting market. Review HomeLight's Colorado Agent Commission Calculator to ensure your fee presentations align with current local practices. https://homelight.com/blog/who-pays-realtor-fees-in-colorado/. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Denver commission rate hits 5.7% in 2026. What CO agents should know. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.71% is the average real estate commission rate in Denver. Along with guidance on how Denver Real Estate Commission works and how to save on realtor fees. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Colorado real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in the Denver market. Review the full Denver commission breakdown to position your pricing strategy. 8/listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/colorado/denver/. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. New Colorado Property Records search tool centralizes deeds, liens, and permits. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Colorado-specific platform that lets users search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, and access tax, loan, and lien records in one place. Real estate professionals in CO can streamline due diligence and client research without jumping between multiple county databases or paying for fragmented services. Bookmark ht/colorado.propertychecker.com for faster property record lookups on your next deal. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Colorado Realtor Commissions hold steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Colorado is 5.71%, nearly matching the national average. Local agents can benchmark their fee structures against verified statewide data when negotiating with sellers. Review the full survey data at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/colorado/. Colorado Real Estate Updates. Boulder County Building Code Amendments apply in unincorporated areas. Boulder County Building Code Amendments and Permits apply in the unincorporated portions of Boulder County outside of city and town boundaries. CO real estate professionals need to verify whether properties in Boulder County fall under municipal or county jurisdiction to ensure correct permitting requirements. Check jurisdiction and permit requirements at hboldercounty.gov/property-at-land/land-use-building-building-permit/before-transactions-close. Colorado Real Estate Updates. Colorado County Appraisal District launches online portal for property professionals. The Colorado County Appraisal District has established its official website to provide property tax and appraisal information for the county. Real estate professionals in CO rely on appraisal district data for accurate property valuations, tax assessments, and comparable sales analysis during transactions. Bookmark coloradocad.org to access official appraisal records and tax roll data for your Colorado County listings and valuations. Background and context: why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of CO cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context: why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context: why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.